Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 5th, 2023, through Friday, June 9th, 2023. Monday, June 5th, 2023. Former San Francisco garbage company executive pleads guilty to honest services fraud. John Francis Porter, a former San Francisco garbage company executive, pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit honest services mail and wire fraud, admitting that he participated in a scheme with another Recology executive to bribe the former head of the San Francisco Department of Public Works, Mohamed Nuru. Porter is the former vice president and group manager of the San Francisco Recology Group. According to his plea, Porter admitted that he conspired with another former Recology executive and others to pay bribes to influence Nuru. The bribes included $55,000 in payments for holiday parties Nuru hosted for friends, political supporters, and select DPW employees from October 2017 through January 2020. Porter admitted that bribes were made to influence Nuru to take official action and exercise influence in Recology's favor, including making official decisions in his role at DPW that would benefit Recology's business. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, June 6, 2023. Former Scranton police sergeant sentenced to imprisonment for federal program fraud. Former Scranton Police Department Sergeant Jeffrey Vaughn was sentenced on May 1, 2023, to 6 months imprisonment and a 2-year term of supervised release by United States District Court Judge Robert D. Mariani for theft concerning programs receiving federal funds. According to the United States Attorney's Office, from approximately July 30, 2021 to April 22, 2022, Vaughn knowingly obtained by fraud over $5,000 in compensation that was paid to him for certain extra-duty patrol shifts at local Scranton-area lower-income housing complexes that Vaughn claimed to work but did not, in fact, work. In all, the investigation found a total of 266 hours that Vaughn claimed to work patrolling the complexes but that he did not actually work. The case was investigated by the Scranton Federal Bureau of Investigations Public Corruption Task Force. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, June 7, 2023. Construction business operator sentenced to 2 years in prison for failing to pay more than $4.4 million in payroll taxes. Christian Varela, a former owner of Gibraltar Contracting Inc., was sentenced to 2 years in prison for failing to pay to the IRS more than $4.4 million of payroll taxes he collected from his employees. Varela pled guilty to one count of failure to pay payroll taxes in September 2022. Varela owned and operated Gibraltar Contracting Inc., Gibraltar, a contracting firm with more than 55 employees that handled federal and state government construction contracts. Varela was responsible under federal law for collecting, truthfully accounting for, and paying to the IRS federal income tax and contributions to Social Security and Medicare withheld from Gibraltar's employees' pay. In 19 different quarters, from 2015 through 2018, Varela failed to pay to the IRS a total of more than $4.4 million of these payroll taxes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, June 8, 2023. UK citizen extradited and pleads guilty to cybercrime offenses. James O'Connor, a.k.a. Plugwalk Joe, a citizen of the UK, was extradited from Spain and entered a plea of guilty to sets of charges involving crimes perpetrated in New York and California. O'Connor was extradited from Spain on April 26, 2023, and pleaded guilty earlier to 2 sets of charges, a set of charges filed in the Northern District of California and transferred to the SDNY under Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 20 relating to O'Connor's role in the July 2020 hack of Twitter, computer intrusions related to takeovers of TikTok and Snapchat user accounts, and cyberstalking two separate victims, and a conspiracy to commit computer hacking and other charges pending in the Southern District of New York relating to a fraudulent scheme perpetrated by O'Connor and his co-conspirators to use a cyber intrusion technique known as a SIM swap attack to steal approximately $794,000 worth of cryptocurrency from a Manhattan-based cryptocurrency company and then to launder the proceeds of the scheme. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, June 9th, 2023. U.S. law enforcement disrupts networks used to transfer fraud proceeds, taking over 4,000 actions and fifth campaign. The Justice Department, Federal Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Postal Inspection Service, and other federal law enforcement agencies announced the completion of a three-month campaign that disrupted networks used by foreign fraudsters to obtain fraud proceeds. Multiple law enforcement actions addressed conduct by individuals, sometimes referred to as money mules, who have been providing critical services to fraudsters by receiving money from fraud victims and forwarding the fraud proceeds to the perpetrators. Law enforcement took over 4,000 actions against individuals responsible for facilitating a range of fraud schemes. These schemes included those that targeted consumers, such as lottery fraud and romance schemes, as well as those that targeted businesses or pandemic funds. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA, in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.